Vancouver, the First Nations Health Authority in British Columbia, will receive $8.2 billion over the next decade to help 200 Indigenous communities in a federal government renewal of funding. During an announcement at the Squamish Nation in West Vancouver, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said the authority has transformed the way health is delivered to First Nations in BC. Trudeau said Friday's announcement is about ensuring First Nations have the best possible health outcomes, and this type of collaboration is needed across the country. This renewal is about improving delivery and meeting the unique health needs of First Nations communities with things like more community-based approaches to healthcare, recognition of the intergenerational trauma that impacts well-being in your communities, Trudeau told the crowd. The authority took over health care for BC First Nations in 2013 from the federal government for the planning, management and delivery of health programs. The government said in a statement that fixing the disparities in First Nations health care can only be achieved by addressing the cultural, social, economic and historical disadvantages that have led to intergenerational trauma. Wayne Christian, the deputy chair of the First Nations Health Council, told the crowd that Indigenous people have been struggling with the colonial impacts of genocide and systemic racism, and changing that system will take some time. We are changing a system. It doesn't happen in one term. It doesn't happen in one decade, but it has to start somewhere, he said. The First Nations Health Authority is the first of its kind in Canada, although five other similar health initiatives are underway in Nova Scotia, Quebec, Ontario and Manitoba, where there are two. Indigenous Services Minister Patty Haidu told the same crowd that the First Nations Health Authority is an inspiration for the rest of the country. The government statement said that to make significant improvements in the overall health outcomes of First Nations, the government is moving from delivering health care to funding programs and services. Trudeau took questions from the audience, but the media was not allowed to ask questions. In Ottawa, his chief of staff, Katie Telford, was testifying before a House committee looking into possible foreign interference during the last two elections. This report by the Canadian Press was first published April 14, 2023. Chuck Chang, the Canadian Press.